Merry Christmas! It's actually the ninth day, so I'm hoping to see ladies dance sometime today. So, you know, it's not like you have to right now, but, you know, going back to school that week after Christmas break was always fun when I was growing up. Now, of course, it was good to see your friends and all your classmates and all the rest of that. But it was the conversation. The conversation always got around to the question of all questions. What'd you get for Christmas? Right? Because there was always classmates of mine who got the biggest and the coolest and the bestest. But there also were classmates who didn't get a lot, but it was always an awesome story to hear them and tell about what their gift was. Now, sometimes it was socks and underwear, and growing up in Minnesota, sometimes it was even long underwear. Other times it was toys or books or games or puzzles, sleds and skates and lots and lots and lots of candy. But it was great to discover from all of your friends and the people at school, what'd you get for Christmas, right? Well, it's Christmas in our world, and we too have received our gift. So what did we get? We have gotten the greatest Christmas gift ever, and it's not a Cabbage Patch Kid or a Tickle Me Elmo. It's not an Xbox or a Lexus with a great big bow on the driveway. It's not anything that we could pick out or pick up or have delivered by one of the many people who do that now. Our true gift this Christmas is Christ. It is Jesus. Christ, our Savior, is born. The Word became flesh and lived among us. Moved into the neighborhood, pitched His tent by ours. That is the gift, God's great gift to the world this and every Christmas. Do we realize how amazing this gift is? Now, we have celebrated so many Christmases that perhaps it doesn't feel as amazing as it should. Because in these years of pandemics and posturing, what does it mean that Christ is born for you? In this time of yet more warfare and more bloodshed, how can we get excited about the Prince of Peace? Do we realize how amazing this gift is? Jesus, our Savior, is God's answer to and repair of our broken relationship with God. From the moment of our first sin, the relationship we have with God is smashed. We have forgotten what God is like. And so we create gods that look a lot like us. All the while, God has been trying to mend that broken relationship with covenants, with Noah and Abraham to show God's love, with Moses and David to show us how to live and to teach us to discover patience. At Christmas, we celebrate the coming of God's ultimate solution. God the Son of God, God incarnate, born God with us. That's what John is telling us about this morning. That's what Paul is telling us about this morning. It's even what Jeremiah can help us to understand more fully. God is with us, bringing love and forgiveness, hope and peace. That's the gift. In the beginning was the Word. Think about that. Jesus, God the Son, from the beginning He is with us. Not just after Christmas, He has always been and will always be with us. He will be a light shining in the darkness and enlightening the world. And this Word is our gift. This Word is the creative power for all the world. And yet this world didn't know Him or recognize Him. We have forgotten the face of God, forgotten what God is truly like. So the Son comes, the Word becomes flesh, that we might see God again. From his fullness, we have received grace upon grace. Not once, but twice. It's grace upon grace. That's what God looks like. Grace. Undeserved love. And as John puts it, it's grace upon grace. Doubly we don't deserve it, and yet we receive it. This is what God looks like, for God is love. Law came through early covenants to show us how we might live and behave ourselves. But the grace comes to us in Jesus Christ so that our lives will be lived in love, following our Lord and Savior. John reminds us that no one has seen God, but Jesus, our Christmas gift, gives us the knowledge of God. Christ brings that grace and truth. Christ brings true knowledge of God, not supposed knowledge or scared of knowledge. It's not secret knowledge that you have to learn in a cave someplace. It's knowledge of the transforming love that God has for us. And if you want to see God, look to Jesus. There you will see God. Paul continues to tell us about the gift of Christmas, the gift of Christ. We have been blessed by God in Christmas. Our relationship with God is repaired, and we have been chosen to be holy and blameless. Not because we're worth that, but because God is love. In Christ, we have redemption and forgiveness. In Christ, we are given insight so that we can know the mysteries of His will. We receive wisdom and understanding. We wrestle with the truth. We live and we follow Christ because in Him we have received our inheritance as God's own children. This is our gift this Christmas. This is our amazing gift this Christmas. Word became flesh and lives among us. He shines the light of God's love into the dark places of our lives. He then leads us and guides us so that we can reflect that light in our lives. You see, this is how we become God's gift to the world this Christmas. In Christ, we have seen God. We know His love and the strength of His transforming power in our lives. So we get to sing aloud with gladness and raise shouts to the Lord. We who have been gathered from all of our hiding spots, found by the love of God, we are now sent into the world in love so that God's will, God's kingdom, God's dream for all creation may be seen and built and made real. We have received a gift this Christmas so that we can become a gift this Christmas. We have been blessed in order to be a blessing. May the beauty of the Christ child and the love of God Himself inspire us all to lives of love and service. May we who have been marked with the Holy Spirit discover new and acceptable ways to share God's love with everyone that we meet today and always. Amen.